Let's talk about food next today, shall we? Ramadan began this week with Muslims around the world fasting. No food, no drink from sunrise to sunset for 30 days. People here in the West Midlands are fasting for an average of around 18 hours a day because it's May, so we have very long days indeed. 18 hours a day. Joining me in the studio now is Iram Qassam, who's CEO of a brand called Amina. Now, that stands for A Mother's Instinct, Natural and Healing. And she's hoping to increase awareness about adopting natural and healing food practices. Iram, thank you very much for coming into our Midlands Masala studio today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
An absolute pleasure. I am intrigued to hear about natural and healing food practices. Before we go into specifics and into detail, tell me about Amina. Tell me about this food pharmacy that you've created.
Okay. Amina was born from the fact that I'm going to be very open here. I had a personal issue which related to my children soon after my youngest daughter, Amina, was born.
Right.
That meant that I needed healing. Now, my doctors wanted to prescribe pharmaceutical drugs for me. They wanted to put me on a dose of antidepressants.
Right.
I refused. I am well aware that food has always been noted as being medicine in our culture.
Yep.
So I refused the medication on the basis that I would heal myself through food.
Wow.
And I did so.
Brilliant. Good for you. I mean, how did you go about doing that?
Basically, I went back to all the religious texts. I did a lot of research. Science is now confirming the health benefits of food on a daily basis.
Right.
I've got a legal background, so everything is evidence based. I did a lot of research. It's taken me 3.5 years to create this brand. And that's it, really.
So what sort of foods are you promoting?
Halal, tayyib, organic, natural, wholesome, pure, unadulterated, unmodified, pesticide-free, free from salt, MSG, preservatives, all the toxic chemicals that you find in the foods that are in our supermarkets today.
Wow, so pure food. I don't know how else to describe it. I was going to say
food.
Is that the right word?
When I say pure, yes. Yeah. You know, when I say pure, I mean pure food that's been grown locally, seasonally.
Okay,
you know, my suppliers are our local farmers.
Right.
We go direct to the farmers to source our foods just so that we can ensure, you know, full traceability. I think, you know, brands are being exposed every day now. We're a very ethical brand. Brands are being exposed every day now for all of the toxicity in their foods. You know, it's nothing new. That's why I believe that it's crucial that, you know, we increase the awareness on this. And especially during Ramadan, which is a time where, you know, not that clean eating is limited to just the Muslims, but it's a real problem. And having a legal background, you know, food crime is the biggest problem that we're currently facing and really needs to be addressed.
Wow. And what sort of actual food items are you talking about here?
I specialize in a product called bone broth.
Right.
It's effectively a liquid stock.
Mm-hmm.
Comes in a range of flavors, beef, chicken, lamb. We're working on vegetable broth and a fish broth at the moment.
Okay.
You know, but every good cook knows that they're the base of every dish.
Yeah.
Broth has been consumed, you know, since ancient times. These are all ancient, nourishing, traditional foods that are making a massive comeback.
Okay.
And you know, it's how I healed. You know, I'm here today. I can confirm mm-hmm. that it's a natural antidepressant. It's the mother of all healers. You know, this is well established. Evidence is proving this on a daily basis.
Is there scientific evidence?
There is indeed scientific evidence. Nutritionists, doctors, celebrities, sports coaches—they've all endorsed bone broth. But the reason for my wanting to increase awareness on this is because, as a Muslim who follows a faith-based diet, when I realized the health benefits of bone broth, it soon became apparent that I was unable to find halal bone broth anywhere.
Oh.
And therefore, I had to solve the problem.
Aha, so you created your own.
I have indeed.
How did you go about doing that? How did you come up with your first recipe?
Oh, with blood, sweat and tears.
Yeah, I
well, you know, in our culture, there's something very similar that we prepare, and it's known as yakhni.
Okay.
Or shorba or soup, you know. But I in fact took inspiration from a series of recipes that I took from a 1900s London hospital cookbook.
Wow.
They actually used to provide this to patients that were admitted into London hospitals.
Okay.
All those years ago, yeah. And it was known as chicken water and beef tea.
Right.
So it's a spin on that.
Okay.
And the Japanese, I just want to add that the Japanese and the Chinese, who are known to be the healthiest in the world, consume broth on a daily basis. It's part of their diet.
I was going to come to that. How did you and how would you advise consuming it? I mean, is it that you have it for breakfast, lunch and dinner? Is it that you have a little spoonful at the end of the night? I mean, how does it work?
You can OD on it like how I do. But I would advise people to have between 4 and 16 ounces of it a day.
Okay.
If they're sipping it for medical reasons.
Right.
You can either sip it or you can just add it to your cooking, like how you would do, you know, liquid stock or,
yeah. You
know, if you're using like one of those toxic Maggie Halal stock cubes.
No brands, please. But yeah, okay.
One of those. My apologies for that. But there is evidence to support that. You can just add it to your cooking or you can sip it.
Wow.
And I've put some information on my website.
Okay.
Because it's the ideal thing to consume when you're fasting. You know, you fasting means your body is depleted.
Yeah.
For, like you mentioned, you know, up to 18 hours a day.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've put a lot of information on the website. It's a very informative site, mm-hmm. very user friendly.
Mm-hmm.
There's information on there on how best to add the broth to your diet,
right.
especially whilst fasting.
Tell us about the website then. Give us the details.
The website is, website address is www.am1nah.com.
Brilliant. And as you say, lots more there.
Yes.
And that's how people, if they would like to try some, can get hold of it as well.
Absolutely,
right?
So, yes.
Brilliant. Iram, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about what you've created.
You're very welcome.
Telling us about your food pharmacy. It's been fascinating. and I wish you all the very best with it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. Iram Ghassam, CEO of this brand called Amina. And if you would like to find out more, am1nah.com is the website address. Thank you so much, Iram. 7:30 exactly right now. This is Midlands Masala on a Sunday night. A couple of months ago, I gave Shabazz and Fayaz Gawal their first play on BBC Radio. And via social media, these Gawals from Pakistan, very excited indeed they were. I'm very grateful as well. They contacted me. And I have decided tonight to play another of their Qawwalis. They are fantastic young up-and-coming Qawwals from Pakistan coming to the UK very soon on tour. Enjoy this one.